Judges chapter 10, beginning with verse 6. Once again the people of Israel committed evil in the eyes of the Lord. They served the Baals and the Ashtartes, the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the people of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. In this way they forsook the Lord and did not serve him. So the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines and into the hand of the Ammonites, who shattered and crushed the people of Israel that year. For the next 18 years, the Ammonites oppressed all the people of Israel who were in the territory east of the Jordan and in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. When the Ammonites also crossed the Jordan to wage war against Judah and Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, Israel suffered great distress. Finally, the people of Israel called out to the Lord, "We have sinned against you. We have forsaken our God and have served the Baals." At this, the Lord said to the people of Israel, "Did I not deliver you from Egypt, from the Amorites, from the Ammonites, and from the Philistines? When the Sidonians and Amalek and Maon oppressed you, and you called out to me, I delivered you from their hands. It is you who have forsaken me and served other gods. Therefore, I will no longer deliver you. Go and cry out to the gods whom you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your distress." So the people of Israel said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do with us whatever seems good in your eyes, but please save us today." When they removed the foreign gods from their midst and served the Lord, he could no longer refrain from relieving the misery of Israel. Then the Ammonites were called to arms and set up camp in Gilead. The people of Israel also gathered and camped at Mizpah. The army and the officers of Gilead said to each other, "Who is the man who will begin to wage war against the Ammonites? Who will become head of all those who live in Gilead?" Chapter 11. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a powerful warrior, but he was the son of a prostitute. Gilead was the father of Jephthah. Gilead's wife also bore sons for him, and when the wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah away. They said to him, "You will not share the inheritance with our father's household, for you are the son of another woman." So Jephthah fled from the presence of his brothers. He lived in the land of Tob, and a gang of worthless men gathered around him, and they went out on raids with him. Sometime later, the people of Ammon waged war against Israel. No sooner did the Ammonites wage war against the Israelites than the elders of Gilead went to bring Jephthah back from Tob. They said to Jephthah, "Come and be our chief, and we will wage war against the Ammonites." But Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "Didn't you hate me and drive me out of the house of my father? So why do you come to me now when you are in trouble?" The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "That is true, but now we have returned to you. Go with us and wage war against the Ammonites, and you will be the head over us and over everyone who lives in Gilead." Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you bring me back to wage war against the Ammonites, and if the Lord hands them over to me, will I really become your head?" The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "May the Lord be a witness between us if we do not do just as you have said." So Jephthah went to the elders of Gilead, and the people appointed him head and chief over them. Jephthah repeated all his words before the Lord at Mizpah. Then Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the Ammonites. They said, "What is the problem between me and you? Why have you come against me to wage war against my land?" The king of the Ammonites said to Jephthah's messengers, "The problem is that Israel took my land when they came up from Egypt, my land between the Arnon and the Jabbok, and extending to the Jordan. So now return the land peacefully." Jephthah again sent messengers to the king of the Ammonites. This is what he said to the king. This is what Jephthah says. Israel did not take the land of Moab or the land of Ammon. Instead, when they came up from Egypt, Israel traveled through the wilderness to the Red Sea, and they came to Kadesh. Israel then sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, "Please let us cross over your land." But the king of Edom would not listen. In the same way, Israel sent messengers to the king of Moab, but the king of Moab also was not willing, so Israel returned to Kadesh. Then Israel made their way through the wilderness on a route that circled around the outside of the land of Edom and the land of Moab. After they had traveled along the eastern side of the land of Moab, they camped on the north side of the Arnon. So they did not cross the border of Moab, for the Arnon forms the border of Moab. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, king of Heshbon. Israel said to him, "Please let us cross over your land to our destination." But Sihon did not trust Israel to cross his territory. Instead, Sihon gathered all his troops, and they camped at Jahaz and waged war against Israel. Then the Lord God of Israel gave Sihon and his whole army into the hand of Israel, and Israel struck Sihon down. Israel took possession of the land of the Amorites who had been living in that land. In this way, Israel took possession of all the territory of the Amorites, from the Arnon to the Jabbok, and from the wilderness as far as the Jordan. The Lord, the God of Israel, has taken possession of the land of the Amorites for the sake of his people Israel. And now you want to take possession of it? Shouldn't you possess whatever Chemosh, your God, gives to you? But we should possess everything that the Lord our God takes for us to possess. Also now, are you any better than Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he have a valid quarrel with Israel? Did he have a reason to wage war against them? When Israel was living in Heshbon and its villages, in Aroer and its villages, and in all the cities along the Arnon for 300 years, why didn't you take the land back at that time? As for me, I have not sinned against you. You are doing me wrong by waging war against me. Let the Lord, the judge, render a verdict today between the people of Israel and the people of Ammon. But the king of the Ammonites did not listen to the message that Jephthah sent him.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.